Wishing you a beautiful Thursday and welcome to your teaching as we continue on talking about our intuition and connecting to our intuitive voice. So one of the most important parts of our intuitive self actually is connecting to the body. And I know I've touched on this very briefly in some of our teachings and in the class last Thursday, but it really is so much more than that. So when you think of your body, it's what carries you through the day. And it's the thing I think probably not all of us, but a lot of us will take for granted because we're in, you know, such routine that we get up in the body and off we go for a day. But 24 hours a day, our body is carrying the weight of us. It's carrying the physical presence of who we are. And it's also carrying the energetic body and the energetic presence of who we are as well. For a lot of us, we can be stuck in the mind a lot because that's what's going on all day. It's like a machine playing our thoughts and what's happening and what I have to do next and etc, etc. And even when we're trying to focus on our intuition, we're oftentimes trying to come into the head when it is our heart and even our stomach. We need to be really coming down into the body to connect to. But the body is also carrying our past, and it's carrying the parts of us, every single part of your life from being born up until this point, of your experiences, your difficulties, your pain, trauma, frustrations, anger. It has carried you through all of those different things. So no wonder from time to time we get to points of fatigue or deep burnout. And one of the first things that happens when we get to these places is we actually come out of the body. I see it a lot with people that I work with where I feel like, say, if I'm seeing them in person or on camera, where I see them in front of me, but I feel like it's like they're there, but their energetic side is like sitting beside them, and it's really important to get them back in connection. And what I mean by this is that when the stress is there, we sometimes get so caught in our mind, which is completely normal. We all do it because we're humans, and it can be hard to actually help not doing that. But it's like from the neck down, there's nothing there. It's like a vacant space. Did you say sometimes in pregnancy for women, they can actually leave their bodies if they're dealing with a lot to create space for the baby? And that can be very difficult as well, because then when the baby's born, the woman has to come back into their body. And sometimes that can be a hard thing to do and, you know, can lead to all sorts of emotional things going on. So what I would love for you is for you to be really connected to your body each and every day, to not take it for granted, but even more than that is to really feel present in it. Like I mentioned, our body is carrying our past. So those memories that we hold within the mind, and we can think about past memories and access different parts of our brain to look at those situations we've dealt with, the body is carrying what's called muscle memory. So within the connective tissue within the body and even our nervous system, it's carrying all of our past experiences, emotions, and a lot of time it's carrying things that we haven't even remembered. It's carrying things that we have not processed. The body's processing it for us. You know, there's that kind of, my friend always says this to me with grief, that the body will only be able to process a little bit of shock, grief, loss, trauma, one bit at a time, because it knows that you can't fully take all of that in. So it's such an intelligent being, you know. And also, if you think of your body, let's say, for example, when you get really stressed and really burned out, for example, you get a chest infection, or you have a breakout on your skin like I would, or you get very nauseous, or you put your back out, or you get migraines. The body is responding to a particular stress. And when that same feeling of stress occurs in the body, or feeling of difficulty or pressure or fatigue, the body remembers that, and that muscle memory energy in the whole physical system gives you another chest infection, another time that your back goes, another breakout on your skin. And it's just remembering all of the time. And when we connect in with ourselves and create a presence and an understanding of ourselves, we actually can start to shift things more than you realize. But by doing that shifting, which I'll talk about in a moment, we actually really then open up a space where when we're feeling ourselves and our bodies, we can start to feel who we are, who the essence of who we are physically and energetically, not just who we are mentally. And when we bring our mind and our body together in beautiful harmony with each other, of course we need to think about things. But when we feel it and we think it together, we have a much better way of coming into flow and into balance with ourselves. I always find it interesting at times where I might have to ask a client about their menstrual cycle, for example, and it takes them a few minutes to think about it. It could be even women that are in menopause and don't have cycles anymore, that they would actually go, God, I can't remember. Or, yeah, like I get it every month, I don't really think about it. Something that's such an important part of a woman and their cycle every single month, as our womb is doing some magical things of releasing and cleansing and clearing. And some people don't even really think about what's happening there. Now, that's also to do with society, to do with shame around menstrual cycles, particularly for women around our bodies, having to look a certain way and be a certain way. So there's a lot of pressures there that are hopefully very slowly, but they are starting to be looked at differently, let's say. I think it's going to take a long time for full change, but we're definitely starting. So to have that presence and that understanding is really, really, really powerful way to connect to yourself. And it's also a very powerful way to find out what the body's trying to tell you and what maybe guidance is coming. So for an example of this I'll share with you is on Sunday, got up, I had a lovely weekend, everything was really chilled, and I just found myself getting really, really frustrated. And I was having like rage nearly coming up and anger, and I couldn't understand why I was having that anger. Didn't know where it came from. I'm due to start a cycle myself, so I thought, okay, it's hormones, whatever. Like, and I even said, normally if I have PMS, I don't recognize it in the moment, so I might like get narky or grumpy with my husband and later on say, oh, sorry about that. But I was actually saying to him, God, I'm feeling really angry and feeling really intense, and I don't know why. Like, I actually have no reason for this. And he was agreeing with me. And later on that evening, I did an exercise where I sat down and I just wrote out in my journal, where in my body am I feeling angry? And the minute I got that, I felt a twinge in my left ovary. And I said, okay, so my left ovary is feeling angry. Why is my left ovary feeling angry? And I thought, is it to do with menstrual stuff? Is it to do with fertility stuff? And actually what came up was really interesting. It was nothing to do with any of that. It wasn't to do with my reproductive self at all. It was that what I got from my journaling was that when I probed myself more, that the ovaries represent creation and creativity, and that I've had like a huge amount of changes that have opened up a lot of creative space for me. And I'm also moving into a time where I'm finishing readings today, actually, and doing a lovely ritual of burying my cards in the ground for a few months to let the earth like replenish them, really. And I can't wait for that. And I thought, okay, so you've got all this space and everything's creative. So what's the big deal? Like, why is that an angry space? And what I discovered is that in the past, when I have got giving up readings, actually something I've done on and off over the years, and I've had space, I actually never really had proper space. And I would always have been so busy and pulled into family stuff with my dad in particular over the last couple of years. And I recognized that actually having space for creativity should equal, say, flow. But for me, it felt overwhelming, because anytime I got space for myself, it ended up getting filled, or I filled it with all of these other things outside of me, that what I was seeing creativity was being actually overwhelming busyness and like real deep tiredness. And it made me so aware that like I've got all this creative space of a lot of like different projects going on at the moment that are I've worked so hard on to accomplish and have opportunities come up for years that I've wanted, and they're showing up now. And I suppose a little bit of resistance in my body, of like, but it was more fear. It was like thinking of creativity made me feel fearful and overwhelmed, because creativity to me in the past actually meant busyness and overwhelm. And then I thought, if I take on all these projects, am I going to go back into that place? Is it one thing or the other? I can only do this and I can't do this. But I had to tell myself, I've got to calm myself down. That was in the past, where you really only had space for a tiny little bit of work because I had all of these responsibilities that I couldn't do anything about. And that had changed. And also, if I look back at that time, if I had looked after myself better, it wouldn't have been as overwhelming. So I have obviously progressed. I've learned a lot. I've done a lot of work on myself, a lot, kept myself really accountable, done a lot of healing, that this has come to this point because I have worked so hard to get here and I have done that deeper inner work. Doesn't mean I don't have other stuff to do, because of course I'm going to have, we all do, for our lifetime. But what it showed me was the anger was related to my ovary, which was related to creativity. The creativity was related to me feeling I was going to be overwhelmed and I didn't want that. And I swear to God, I just felt this huge weight off me. And I've also been breaking out really badly in eczema on both my arms. And I can get inflammation in the body, so I thought that was to do with that. But obviously eczema is actually about anger. And I thought, God, I've been carrying this eczema since my dad died in October. But it was more than that. And my eczema has been really bad. Like, no creams were working. Taking antihistamines, that wasn't working to take away the itch like it normally would. Nothing was working. And I got into bed that night and I visualized my ovary. And I was like, your ovary is cool. Because I could feel like it was hot nearly. I was like, your ovary is cool. It's calm. It's healing. And I was doing the same things to my eczema as well, thinking it's cool, the body is cool, the body is calm. And just kept going into that space because I did feel calm by understanding what everything was about. Sorry, this is a really long audio, but I really just want to show you the power of what you can do for yourself. So I really haven't had a breakout with my eczema this week. Actually, I'm covered in it on both lower arms. All of the bumps that were there, raw red, bleeding, everything, like, they're all just starting to come to a nice faded colour now. There's no heat. There's a tiny bit on one patch on my left arm, but there's no heat coming off it the way there was. I haven't had the ovary twinges and the anger subsided. So that's how quick that we can get into that space. Now, not only did I get into that space to figure out why I was feeling angry, where in the body I was feeling it, but I also got some very deep intuitive guidance on what was actually going on under the surface. And that's huge, because instead of me feeling like that, getting really down about that like I would have before, got caught up in all the busyness and everything, I said, no, do you know what? Like, and this is something that I've done particularly over the last year. And I think it's why I've been able to cope very well with the huge amount of difficulties and sadness that I've experienced over this last year. And loss, obviously, and grief, is that I've done so much work on saying to myself when something comes up, okay, let me look at this, let me investigate it, and let me go into it in the moment. It doesn't mean I'm always able to do that, but I'd say 90% of the time that I am. And that's what I want to help you do, because we're all capable of it. Like, if I'm capable of it, you all are capable of it. Because I, for people who know me, know I'm a stress head. I overthink everything. I get really anxious about stuff and panicky about stuff. But I've made a commitment to myself to say, like, I want to experience life in a different way. I don't want to be in that reactive state all the time. And I want to figure out what works for me. So just think about everything I've said today. What has resonated with you from this teaching? What has it made you think about? What has it brought up for you? What can you connect when you think about your own body and your own intuitive space? And I look forward to talking to you.